You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week on our series, Growing Pains, we took a deep dive into property taxes. We talked a lot about how those taxes have been going up in the Treasure Valley, why they're going up, and about three possible ways to help homeowners: removing the cap on the homeowner's exemption, freezing property tax increases for a year, and stopping cities from increasing tax collection due to new construction. All three of those ideas failed to get out of the Statehouse during this year's legislative session. But we wanted to take a look at some other ideas that might ease the burden on homeowners who were facing rising taxes. Here's our producer, Samantha Wright.
Last week, you heard Ada County Assessor Bob McQuaid give a couple of ideas of how to help homeowners, including
increasing the benefits for the property tax relief program.
That's code for the circuit breaker. Have you heard of the circuit breaker? A lot of people haven't. A lot of others don't think it applies to them, including some folks I talked to for this story. Put simply, the circuit breaker works like this. If you qualify, the state will pay part or all of your property taxes, up to $1,320. You have to own and live in your home. You can only make so much money. And you have to meet other criteria, being over 65, a widow, blind, disabled, disabled veteran. There are other categories. Once you do qualify, how much of that $1,320 you get to take off your taxes depends on your income. The higher the income, the less of a break you get. According to Alan Dornfest, Property Tax Policy Bureau Chief at the Idaho State Tax Commission, the program has been around since 1974, and it changes slowly. It's been stuck on $1,320 since 2006. And not long ago, a group of county assessors, including Bob McQuaid, advocated bumping up the circuit breaker to $2,600 to give folks, especially seniors and veterans, a bigger break. But how much of a break would that be? Well, in 2019, people living in more than 27,000 homes in Idaho got an average $685 break on their property taxes. And 46% of them got all their property taxes paid through the program. Sounds good, but what about the other 54%? Well, the median income for circuit breaker folks was just under $17,000. And if you're bringing in less than $17,000 a year, any increase in taxes is tough to handle. And people in the program saw an average hike in their taxes of 13.3% from 2018 to last year. But there are a lot of people who don't qualify for the circuit breaker who also make very little money or live on a fixed income, and they don't get a break on their taxes because property taxes in Ada County are regressive when property values go up, at least according to Guido and Steve.
Yes, they are.
That's Guido Giuntini, lecturer and affiliate graduate faculty in the economics department at Boise State.
These are the kind of things that are hidden behind the scenes. And I think as you start to dig into it a little bit more, you find that.
And that's Steve Hall, also lecturer in the economics department at Boise State. They used U.S. Census Bureau numbers to look at 2012 and 2018 incomes and property values in Ada County. And they found that for the average homeowner, the value of their house went up 87% in 6 years, and the average income only went up 22%. And the numbers get worse as your income level drops. In the same time frame, homeowners in the bottom 20% of income actually lost 4% of that income, and in 6 years, they saw their average property values shoot up by 143%. They kept paying a higher percent of what they make on property taxes. People in the top 20% of income got hit too, but not nearly as much. Their average income went up 20%, not down, and their average house value went up 77%. So Guido and Steve came up with a progressive tax structure. It works the same way you pay your income taxes, using tiers or levels. First, they throw out the homeowner's exemption. Then, say your home is worth $300,000. The first $100,000 is tax-free. The next $175,000 is taxed at a small amount, in this case, $612. The last $25,000 is taxed at a higher level. How much you get taxed at each level is based on your home's value. So a home worth $200,000 gets taxed less than a home worth $1 million.
So what we want to do is to tax different value brackets at different rates.
The homes that are in the top quartile pay considerably more in taxes, as they probably should. If you can afford a $1 million house, you can probably afford to pay more than $3,000 in property taxes on it.
Guido and Steve say their system would be a fair way to distribute taxes.
If you think how the big spread development, like in the foothills now, there's big homes, they have a lot of land. You need to build a lot of roads to get there, new school, new fire station. They consume proportionally more resource per home than concentrated lower value housing. So if you look at property tax as kind of a tax on use of county resources, you know, like the justice system, fire, all the stuff that the county or the city provides, then it makes it fairer, more fair.
Doing it this way, we create a system that's more fair for the lower income people. It takes this burden away from them, levels that playing field. So, you know, rich people pay a little bit more, poor people pay a lot less, and the people in the middle don't really see a whole lot of difference.
They couldn't find anywhere in the U.S. that had tried this system, which isn't surprising because neither of them think that their proposal will gain traction with lawmakers. Because
people with more political power will see an increase in property taxes. So I can say that's harder to do. That's my personal opinion.
But you also find that the people with the most political clout, like Guido said, are the ones that are and also have the most time to fight against something like this and keep the lower income people down where they are, I guess.
Guido and Steve say the study isn't perfect. It only looks at Ada County's county taxes, not city taxes or school levies. And there are other things to consider.
When we talk about property taxes and increasing the homeowner exemption, we still leave out the most vulnerable population, which is the renters, which are the lowest income.
Steve says, along with all the numbers, he's worried about the correlation between the study and income inequality. He says the more segmented the society is, the more trouble we get into.
There's a lot of extra strain as far as lower income people go, you know, the working people, really, the people that have lived here the whole time, you know, that didn't just sell a house for $1 million in California and come up here. And like you said, our older population, and that's increasing homelessness, it's increasing food insecurity, housing insecurity. You know, you name it. So these are the kind of things that, you know, at the level that we're at, if we could turn this around, then, you know, maybe we could have better outcomes than the rest of the country. But on the trajectory that we're on, we're heading the same direction as, you know, LA, where you've got streets and streets that are just basically slums or tent cities or things like that. So Boise isn't immune from that. And this is a way that we could correct it.
It's a new idea when it comes to property tax relief. And
yeah, and sorry to interrupt you for a second.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Guido.
Steve created a nice app that you can adjust the brackets and you can adjust the rates. So you can play with it.
Cool. Excuse me. I've got to go put my house in the app and see what happens.
We'll put Steve's app up on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, with the rest of our growth series. And that was our producer, Samantha Wright, with just a couple more ways people have proposed easing the strain of rising property taxes.
Hey, Gemma.
Yeah, Sam.
One more quick thing I learned with a circuit breaker that I didn't know. Have you ever heard of those reverse mortgage commercials? They have actors like Robert Wagner, Tom Selleck, Henry Winkler, you know. The Fonz?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it turns out there's something like that with Idaho's circuit breaker. It's called the Property Tax Deferral Program. If you qualify, you can stop paying any property taxes on your home. The taxes are deferred until you sell the house or you pass away. And then those deferred taxes are repaid out of the sale of your home.
That just sounds a little too good to be true, Sam.
Well, they do put a lien on your home.
Oh.
And your heirs will get less money from the house when they sell it. It's also 1 year at a time, so you have to keep reapplying. But for some folks who have no other income and can't pay the higher property taxes and don't want to move, it might be an option.
Well, why don't we put that on our website as well? People can do some research on that too. Hey, Sam, thanks so much.
No problem.
Up next, we're going to continue our series called Growing Pains with more ideas to solve the problems created by growth in the Treasure Valley. Support for Growing Pains comes from Boise State Public Radio Broadcast Society members Jennifer Dickey and Andy Wong. You're listening to Idaho Matters.